And I am your hostess for today, and welcome to Declare Victory. Are there any first-time callers this morning? Well, we're all family. The events are as follows. Today is Thankful Thursday, and it's a day that's set aside to remind people how thankful that you are for them. Please feel free to share your stories regarding this in the Victory Room. You are invited to join our separate men and women's calls, Men of Value Everywhere, and Walk It Out will both be held tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. There are no online prayer requests. The order of the call is as follows. Scripture will be read by Juliet, declaration by our wonderful Tanya. Praying first will be Ruth. Following Ruth will be Erica, and after Erica will be E.K. Dawson, and closing us out today will be Denise Smith. I'll repeat that. Scripture by Juliet, declaration by Tanya, praying first will be Ruth, following Ruth will be Erica, and after Erica will be E.K. Dawson, and closing us out will be Denise Smith. Please do not forget to mute your lines. You can do so by using your standard mute button on your phone or by using star 6. We please ask you to do this because the call is being recorded and we want to be able to hear all the playbacks. Well, everyone, have a blessed day. God bless you all. I love you all as I pass the call to Juliet.
Thank you, Susie. Good morning, DV family. This is Juliet, and I will be reading from the Everyday Study Bible, New Century Version. I'm going to be reading Proverbs chapter 8, verses 12 to 21. I am wisdom, and I am smart. I also have knowledge and good sense. If you respect the Lord, you will also hate evil. I hate pride and bragging, evil ways and lies. I have good sense and advice, and I have understanding and power. I help kings to govern and rulers their laws. Princes use me to lead, and so do all important people who judge fairly. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Riches and honor are mine to give, to our wealth and lasting success. What I give is better than the finest gold, better than the purest silver. I do what is right and follow the path of justice. I give wealth to those who love me, filling their houses with treasures. Blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. Our pastor calls, want you all to have a very blessed, beautiful Thursday. Our pastor calls.
Thank you, Juliet and Susie, and I'm not sure who the greeter was, but I want to thank you, too. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. We are midway in the month of July. Couple of our summer holidays are behind us. We have one more upcoming holiday before the end of the year holidays begin to kick in. And I'm telling you, they're going to be here before we know it. The weather here in Northern California has been absolutely stellar. I will not complain about the warm weather. Just want to remind you, I hear a little bit of background noise. If you could go ahead and check your phone, go ahead and mute it. You may want to double mute star 6 or hit the mute feature on your phone. Most everybody has a mute feature today on whatever device you use. But again, just thank God. I'm thankful to be alive, and I'm thankful to have breakfast with you all this morning. Y'all ready? Go ahead and get yourself settled. And if you do have to take your phone, you know, every now and then you might just want to just double check as we're going through the declaration. Just double check to make sure that your phone is on mute, because sometimes you can accidentally unmute yourself. With that said, I'm ready to get started. You ready? Here we go. As Gia stood on the balcony of their honeymoon suite, tears streamed down her face. Mitchell walked up behind her and slipped his hands around her slightly thick waist just in time for the pool of tears that collected under her chin to gently land on his forearm. He instinctively looked up to the sky when he felt the moisture on his deep, dark, chocolate, perfectly formed forearm. As he looked up, he couldn't identify one single cloud in the sky. He felt the moisture again as he simultaneously felt Gia's stomach quiver, at which point it finally hit him that his bride was crying. He didn't know what to do with the emotions that he all of a sudden felt, and he didn't understand why Gia was crying. He knew she could be emotional, but these tears, this quiet release, was different. It was strange even, but not scary. Somehow he felt her, not just her perfectly formed, slightly wide derriere pressed gently against his pelvis, but he seemed to feel connected to her, almost as if he wanted to cry too. There was no way he was going to start his honeymoon off crying. Absolutely unacceptable. What is wrong with you? Get it together, brother, he thought to himself. Instead, he stood in silence with the intention of supporting her in her moment. They stood for what seemed like only seconds before Gia lifted her hands towards the bright, shining tropical sky. And it was at that point he realized his new bride was in full-blown worship. He was overcome instantly by the Holy Spirit, and he bowed his head onto his wife's bare shoulders as the tears he had fought eagerly made their way across the bridge of his nose onto her shoulder. They stood before God in the presence of the Son and worshiped for the first time as a married couple. Unbeknownst to the groom, Gia knew he would join her in this spontaneous worship. So when he walked up in his perfect bare feet and rested his shirtless chest on her bare back, she wasn't startled because the Holy Spirit told her he was going to do exactly what he did. The tears came from nowhere as she reflected over the past few years, but really the past few months. She hadn't planned very much in her life up until then. It seemed as though, really, life just kind of happened. But once God placed Mitch in her life, things changed. You see, he had planned his entire adult life right up to finding her. He knew as a young boy that he didn't want to live his life the way that his parents had lived, such a chaotic life. And with the grace of God, he had accomplished everything he had desired. Everything he set his mind to do, he had been able to do. Gia felt so unworthy, but she knew that God had honored her prayers and that her groom was God's perfect will over her life. She had honored God and obeyed his word to the point of being ridiculed, shunned, persecuted, misunderstood, accused, lied on, you name it. I don't mean by her coworkers and, you know, the ungodly folks. I'm talking about those quote-unquote saints. But every cotton-picking person that had treated her unkindly had been removed from her life. Or something major had happened to them. For example, one had died, literally. Three were seriously ill. Several lost their jobs. And of that group, at least two had lost everything they owned. I'm talking about cars, homes, you name it. She could still hear Mother Bates' soothing words. Gia Michelle, now listen here, sugar. You got to be determined, baby. The word of the Lord says no weapon formed will prosper, but he didn't say they wouldn't form. God will deal with them heifers, but you got to hold your peace and let God fight for you. You hear me? Gia knew this was God's above and beyond blessing because she decided years ago to live a life pleasing to God. And she was intent on keeping that vow. Intent. That word is a perfect segue into my declaration, which is intentional. I looked up the word intentional, and it says done on purpose, deliberate. Now, before Miss Dion or Dee Dee Sharice did her declaration about purpose yesterday, I had already, well, that was the overall theme. The Lord had already given me this word, intentional, just the word. The root word is intent, which is resolved or determined to do. Some of the synonyms to the word intentional are deliberate, calculated, conscious, intended, planned, meant, studied, knowing, willful, purposeful, purposive, done on purpose, premeditated, pre-planned, preconceived. I mean, of all the words that I know and that I use, I believe I can say today that the word purpose is my favorite word. Do you have a favorite word? Yeah, I feel comfortable. I'm reminded of several characters of the Bible, but since time won't allow me to go over them all, I want to go over the three that stand out for me or that stood out for me as I've been meditating on this word over the last couple of days. Paul was intentional about his salvation. He said Romans 8. Yes, that's it. Romans the 8th chapter. And looking at I'm going to read from the Living Bible just to make it easier on the ears this morning. Though parts of the King James Version, there are some of the words that are used really strike home for me. But here's the Living Bible. It says, No, for the scriptures tell us that for his sake we must be ready to face death at every moment of the day. We are like sheep awaiting slaughter. But despite all this, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us enough to die for us. Didn't Dion remind us of that yesterday? For I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Death can't, and life can't. The angels won't, and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, or where we are, high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God demonstrated by our Lord Jesus Christ when he died for us. The way that the King James Version puts it is that who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Who shall separate us? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing shall separate us except we allow it. Now, that's not scripture. That's Tanya, not Tanya, 101. I am convinced that Paul was convinced that if we live our lives intentional, nothing can separate us from the love. We can't blame it on other people, no matter how many people talk about us, nor how many lie on us, no matter how many people plot against us, no matter how much the enemy tries to fight us. None of those things can separate. This is God's promise to us. You all, Dee Dee talked about God's promises to us earlier in the week. And then there's my girl Esther. Let me just read this to you, and then I'll tell you what she was intent on doing. Esther 4:16. She said, "Go and gather together all the Jews of Shushan and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. And I and my maids will do the same. And then, though it is strictly forbidden, I will go to see the king. And if I perish, I perish." Now, Esther was a beautiful young queen. She was still a bride herself, I would gather, in my sanctified imagination. There was a great task that was presented to her. "We need you to go and stand in proxy for us, your people, before the king, and save us from a madman who wishes to annihilate the entire Jewish population from the face of the earth." Esther was like, oh, I can't do that. Because if I just walk up to the king, and if he doesn't point his scepter towards me, I could die. Well, good old Uncle Mordecai said, "Well, you're right, you could, but if you don't do anything at all, we could all die." And so Esther had to muster up every ounce of courage. There was no Mother Bates or Mother Cox to encourage her to say, "Baby, you can do it. Go on and talk to King. Lay it on him real thick and then go on." There was nobody around to encourage her except the Holy Spirit, who, I believe, anointed her with the courage that was needed to go and stand before the king on behalf of her people. So her intention, she was intentional about saving her people, but there was something that she did to prepare herself for that. Not only did she fast, I'm not talking about fasting from social media, fasting from, not that there's anything wrong with that, fasting from television or fasting from whatever you might fast from on Wednesdays when we wait on our Wednesdays and we fast. The scripture tells us that some things come out but by prayer and fasting, not until 5 o'clock. The instruction was, y'all, because all of us stand to lose our lives, I'm going to need all of y'all to fast. Don't eat, don't drink for 3 full days. That's what that means. 3 full days. I'm asking you all to stand with me in solidarity, because they couldn't come together for a big old, they couldn't call each other on a 6 a.m. Phone call. They couldn't tweet. They couldn't instant message. They couldn't do any of that. They couldn't even be caught gathering together, looking like they're trying to have a plan. But God used this woman because of her intention. And there's one last character that I want to tell you about before I get ready to hand the call off. His name was Hezekiah. He was a king. Hezekiah now became deathly sick, and Isaiah the prophet went to go visit him. He said, "Set your affairs in order and prepare to die." I want to paraphrase it just a little bit. You can read it on your own. I'll give you the scripture, but I'm going to paraphrase this one. It's 2 Kings 21 through 7. Well, so, Isaiah said what he had to say. He said, "The Lord says you won't ever recover." At that, Isaiah left. Can you imagine somebody coming to you saying, "The Lord says prepare yourself"? At least he got a warning, huh? "So go on and prepare yourself, sugar. You, this is it. You absolutely are going to die. This sickness is going to take you out. The Lord has told me that you won't recover." And then they just leave. They just bounce. He didn't, "Let me pray for you real quick." Nothing. He just left. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. "Oh, Lord," he pleaded. Remember how I have always tried to obey you and to please you in everything I do." Then he broke down and he cried, God, hear my cry, Father, hear my cry. I've lived the way you have taught me to live. I've been a holy king. I've led your people in worship, God. Remember me. God, I've sacrificed, God, people, other kingdoms have tried to come against us. Other kings have talked about me. My servants have talked about me. My staff has talked about me, God, but I was intent on living for you. I've led this nation in a holy manner. God, have mercy on me, God. Remember me. So before Isaiah had left the courtyard, the Lord spoke to him again. "Go back to Hezekiah, the leader of my people, and tell him that the Lord God of his ancestor David has heard his prayer and seen his tears. I will heal him, and 3 days from now, he will be out of bed and at the temple. I will add 15 years to his life and save him and this city from the king of Assyria. And it will all be done for the glory of my own name and for the sake of my servant David." So Isaiah then instructed Hezekiah to boil some dried figs and to make a paste of them and spread it on the boil, and he recovered. Hezekiah was in, he lived, he was intent on living. Yeah, he was intent on living intentional. And he didn't do it just on his deathbed. He had lived intentionally prior to that. What was his intention? To lead the people of God. Not to sugarcoat anything. You see, the nation had lived in debauchery. They had forsaken God. They had forsaken, I'm talking about the children of Israel, God's chosen people. They forsook him. They lived in idol worship. They worshiped other gods. They were involved in all types of sex sin. And you name it, they did it. But Hezekiah was determined to turn that nation. He had to become a truth teller. And when you become a truth teller, sometimes it can be challenging, especially for people who want to live their life. If it feels good, they just want to do it. It's not popular to tell the truth, and it's not popular to point people back to the scriptures of God and to let people know, yes, the Bible is full of promises, promises, and those that are the perfect will of God. But it's also full, the Bible also points out the judgment of God. There are consequences for every cotton-picking thing that we do. It's very rare today that you hear a preacher talking about the consequences of the choices that we make. Most preachers today want to talk about prosperity, and they want to talk about God, the loving God, and he is all of those things, you all. But listen to me. Listen to me. God is soon to return. The signs are all around us. The things that are happening in society, and I'm getting ready to close, the civil unrest. There's a plan to everything. This is not just happening. It's been happening, but things are starting to come to a head. It's time for us to get it together and to keep it together so that we can share the love of God with our neighbors, with our families, not by just what we say, but by what we do. It's time for us to live with intent. We've got to be intentional about this thing as I pass the call to Ruth Ann.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for allowing us to get through another night. We thank you, Lord, for our families. God, this morning I pray for the entire Declare Victory family. I pray for their extended families, Lord. I pray over their homes, their children, their finances, their jobs. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're getting ready to do in our lives. Lord, I thank you for the businesses that you're going to give us. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us and use us, Lord, for your goodness. Allow us to go out today, Lord, and be a blessing to those who we come in contact with. Place us in a place of stability, Heavenly Father. Allow us not to worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear, and what's to come. Father, I extend our prayers out to every state here, Lord. I pray for those who are suffering and those who have lost family members during the recent tragedies, Heavenly Father. I pray for those who are supposed to, Lord, protect and serve us. I pray for those who, Lord, that are being approached by the men in blue. God, I pray for peace on earth. God, I pray for everyone, Lord. There's so much tension in the world right now. So, Lord, I pray for healing on earth right now, God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, again for the Declare Victory family and allowing us to be on one accord, Lord. As Tanya spoke about this morning about nothing will separate us, God. I was just in the book of John, 14, verse 23, Lord. And just so ironic that we would be on the same accord this morning. Nothing will separate us from you. Lord, not trouble. Not fear, nothing will separate us, Lord, from you on this day. God, for you have brought us through some mighty things. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we didn't give up when we wanted to give up. For, Lord, there was something in the inside that just kept us. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for not leaving us alone. You could have left us right where we were, Lord. So I thank you for your love. I ask you, Lord, just to continue to give us joy and peace, wisdom and knowledge that we need to get through these days, God, these trying days. Dion always say, Lord, victory don't look like victory. Oh, God, so thank you for keeping us. Because, Lord, victory is won. It is won on today. God, I thank you that we're going to go into the places that we go today, Lord, and we're going to walk in like we have the victory. We would not walk in defeat, no matter what it looked like. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, for deliverance on today. Father, I thank you. On this thankful Thursday, Lord, we have so much to be grateful for, that we live normal lives, Father, that we have homes and we have lights and all the things that people may take for granted. I thank you, Lord, that we have good health and in our right minds. God, on today, I thank you that baby Madison is doing better. God, and we pray for Susie, for her healing for her. We pray, Lord, for the family that lost the little one. God, place your arms around that family, for we know, Lord, that death is not easy, no matter what color you are. God, death is not easy. Oh, God, I pray for the baby, the 13-year-old, the officer's son. Lord, he just held that casket and didn't want to let it go yesterday. Father, place your arms around that baby today. It don't matter, Lord, if you're a regular citizen or a man in blue. God, death is death, and it hurts. Oh, Father, I thank you on today that we can stand here together, Lord, from all over the world right now, wherever we are on this Declare Victory call, Lord, whether we at work or at home in our cars, God, we thank you on today that we can come together as mighty prayer warriors to pray for those, Lord, that are dependent on us. There are people that are dependent on our prayers. There's some that don't even know that we're praying for them. I thank you for change, God, because you have changed some things, Lord, right before our eyes. You have blessed them, blessed us right in front of our eyes. So, Lord, we just want to be pleasing in your eyes on today. Have your way with us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Dion. Oh, precious Sister Dion. God, we thank you for her. We thank her for this call, her vision. Lord, continue to bless her and her sons and her mom. Lord, accordingly, we pray for the marriages on this call, Heavenly Father. Bless the marriages. Bless the unions that you have put together. We ask you, Lord, we pray for the singles. Lord, bless them with somebody that you would have fit for them. God, we thank you so much. For we know, Lord, that it's only you that allow us to do and have what we have. We owe it all to you. So on this day, we lift your name up, God. We thank you for absolutely everything. For we are nothing without you. We know no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord, in all things, God, all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray as I pass the call. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we just continue to give you praise, continue to thank you for every single thing that you've done, God, for waking us up this day, God, with a mind and a heart to serve you, to get on this call, Lord God, and lift up your name. Father, we thank you for the word that went forth this morning. We just ask that you just deposit it in our hearts, God, that we might be intentional in our living. We might be intentional, God, in our giving. We might be intentional even in our prayers, Lord Jesus, that we might be intentional for doing your will. Father God, I just ask that you bless each and every person on this call, Lord God, as we go to our places of work or we stay home, God, just that you bless us today to be able to be a blessing to others. Father, I thank you for each and every family that's represented on this line. God, you know the things that are happening with each and every one of us, with each and every family, God, where there is strife, Lord, just heal, restore, Father God, where there is sickness, please heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Where there is discord, that you will bring them together on one accord, Lord God. Father, I just thank you for just your ability to do all things. Father, you said that you can do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or think, hope for, or imagine, God. So I know, Lord, that even as I'm praying right now, that you are doing the things in each family that need to be done. Father, I thank you for our jobs that we have, Lord God. I thank you for your provision. Father, just go with us as we go to those places today, God. Watch over us. Give us the strength to deal with the different things that happen in the workplace. Bless us, God. Bless our coworkers. Help us to be an example before them of how to act in the workplace. Help us to work as unto you, O God, that we might not be caught up in any workplace dramas, Lord God, or gossiping or backbiting, Lord Jesus, but that we are true examples of how we should be in the workplace, Lord God. Touch those that are our loved ones that are not saved, God. Lord, we just ask a special blessing over them right now, that they might come to know you, come to know your love, Lord God. Help us to interact in such a way that they see you in us, God, and that they want to know more. They want to be closer to you, God. Father, I just ask a special blessing over our children, Lord Jesus. Watch over them, God. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, just go before them. Help their just help their minds to make the right decisions, Lord God. Help them to feel open to come and to talk to us if they need help. And give us the words to say, to guide them, to lead them, Lord God, in the way that they should go. Father God, I just ask that you that you just touch those children that are in the hospitals tonight, God. Touch their families. Father, there are children that are missing, Lord God. Their parents don't know where they are. They've run away or been taken, Lord God. I just ask a special blessing for them right now, God, that you make their path straight back to their homes, Lord Jesus. Those that have run away, that you fix in their minds and their hearts, that somebody loves them, Lord. Give them a place to go where they are safe, God, and that they can make it back home. For those that are mourning today, God, we just ask that you cover their hearts, comfort them. Give them a peace that passes all understanding like only you can, God. Father, I just ask that you touch those that are in our military, God, those that are lawmakers, Lord Jesus, those that are out every day, like my sister said, to protect and to serve, that they keep that in mind, that they keep the main thing, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit is able to move in such a way that the laws are made to protect your people, God. Father, I thank you. I just ask for your protection over our president and his family, Lord God. I thank you just again for declare victory, that we have a place to come to worship and to praise you, but also to learn and to grow. Father, I ask that you touch each and every victor on this line, that you touch those that have prayed before me and that those that will come after me, Lord God, that we will be able to have a day of thankfulness, God, on this thankful Thursday, that we not forget where our help comes from. God, we give you honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name as I pass the call.
God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this awesome opportunity, oh God. God, I have the pleasure and the privilege of being able to have three boys in my home, my great-nephews and my great-nephews and one of my nephews, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because I'm learning so many lessons there. They're with me during summer camp, and I'm learning about self-care and care about your children. But you speaking, Lord, even for me metaphorically, Lord God, to see lessons of how they need to be equipped, how they are our future, how I have to show them, how we have to show our young men, so many of the basic things, Lord, as their mindsets and their bodies are changing and their everything is physically changing and mentally changing, Lord God. You also give me a chance to, Lord God, to help impart in things that I didn't get as a child because time has advanced so much, Lord. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for patience. And then, God, you're also teaching me to be patient with other people. Thank you for every lesson that I've learned during my experience, Lord God. And then, God, as I experience this, I learn and teach as I go. And thank you for that, Lord God. So thank you so much. I'm so appreciative that I'm able to have them during our summer camp at the church and be a blessing and pour in and as they pour into me. And I learn and glean from them, Lord God. And then there are situations in their homes, Lord God, that allow me to think about how blessed I actually am, Lord God. They're coming from two different homes, and I'm influenced and seeing hundreds of kids at our camp, Lord God, and I see all the disparities in the homes, all the things, the neglect, but I also see the love, and I also see your hand. I also see you all over it, Lord God. So I am so grateful and so thankful. I bless now all those that have young children, Lord God, that are on the call, and that are mentoring, that are foster care, that are just giving care to others, that are giving wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, to children, myself and Eric and Jeff. So many of us work with children at schools and whatnot, Lord God. And then we work with children and youth in our churches, Lord God. It is a special task, Lord, as you prepared us, God. But I ask now, Lord God, that we would not be selfish, that we would give all that we've got and pour into them, Lord God, as you're constantly pouring into us like a stream, Lord God, that it would constantly refresh them, renew them. I pray for hedges of protection around them, for Dion and her three boys and everybody, every household that has children, and particularly boys today I'm praying for, Lord God, that we would bless them, that we would not cut them short of anything in giving them. Thank you for their emotional state of mind, their peace of mind, Lord God, how to handle everything, Lord God. So I thank you, God. especially with America's heightened sense of what's going on in our country right now, Lord God. But I ask now that you would bless and keep and light a fire under our pastors, Lord God, and all of our churches, Lord God, that they would come to the realization that we need to teach our children, particularly our young men, how to respond when the police come and how to do all these other things, Lord God. Give us patience to continue to teach and go and guide and direct and whisper in our pastor's ear and let them see love and nurture from a man and a father and a pastor, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for all the pastors. We thank you for all the preachers. We thank you for the fivefold ministries, Lord God. We thank you for all the mothers that nurture and do all the things that a man doesn't even see, can't even imagine that, oh, that they would that they do and that they the soft touch of a woman, Lord God, that would embrace a young child, a young daughter, a young son, that would love on them unconditionally, Lord, and just show them the way, show them how it's done, and Lord God, so we thank you. I thank you for the whole experience, Father God. Father, I thank you now for every prayer request that has gone before us, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for the bright sunshine that is peeking through my window, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you for, there's a song, and the psalmist said that beams of heaven, Lord God, I thank you for the beams that peep in, Lord God. I thank you that we're connected to the S-U-N, but I thank you most of all for your S-O-N, God. God, I thank you for every pastor, Lord God, again, that is connected with this line, Lord God. Churches, all of our covenant pastors with Declaring Victory, Pastor Ricky Nutt, Pastor Father and Son. Thank you for Pastor Lavelle Jones, Pastor for Overseer Jeremiah Martin, Bishop Sean Teal, all our churches, all our covenant and fellowship churches that Declaring Victory that represent all of our households of faith, oh God. Oh God, cover them with a blanket of your love and your anointing and your power. Also raise our consciousness, Lord God, of our being active in the community and the outside of the church walls, that there's so much ministry that we can do. We may not never stand a pulpit, Lord God, but we can preach on our jobs. We can preach on in our groups, in our sororities, our fraternities, our Masonic lodges, our social groups, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for everyday pulpit at our workplaces, Lord God, and most of all in our houses and our families and to us, Lord God. Continue to bless us indeed with your love, wisdom, and knowledge, Lord God. And I thank you for this opportunity in prayer, Lord God, in Jesus' name as I pass the call.
Hallelujah, oh God. We honor you. We adore you. Lord God, we esteem you, Lord God, because you are greater than anything, any man, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are El Shaddai, God, that you are El Elyon. We thank you, Lord God, that you are everything that we need you to be, exactly when we need you to be. And God, we thank you that you are our peace. God, that you are love. That God, that you are our hope, God. That you, Lord God, show up in every form and every fashion, Lord God. God, I thank you that you are our comfort. Lord God, I thank you that you are our provider, God, that you are our power source. God, thank you for being the source of our strength, oh God. God, thank you, Lord God, for being the source of our money, Lord God. God, thank you, Lord God, for being the source that rest in the midst of our home, God. Thank you, Lord God, for your covering of protection, God, that keeps us day in and day out, God, and the fact that we live in a chaotic world. God, we thank you, Lord God. We do not take it for granted, God, that you intentionally touched us with your finger of love on this morning, God, and that you caused us to arise. God, we thank you that great is your faithfulness towards us, Lord God, that morning by morning, new mercies we see, God. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us when we didn't know how to love ourselves, oh God. God, thank you for saving us, God, when we couldn't even understand what it looked like to be saved. God, thank you for reaching down and plucking us up out of the muck and the miry clay that we found ourselves in, God, and that you saved us and you established our feet on a firm foundation. God, the word, God, that is never changing, God, the word, Lord God, that teaches us, God, the ways of who you are, God, the things of you, God, the promises that you have for our lives, God, the word, Lord God, that is sharper than any two-edged sword. God, we thank you for the firm foundation that you placed us on. God, we do not take it for granted that you gave your only begotten Son to die on the cross for us, God. Again, an intentional act that you did for us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you allowed him, Father God, to take the beatings, God, that you allowed him, Lord God, to take the whippings, Lord God. God, that you allowed him to take the throne, the stony crown on his head, God. We thank you, Lord God, for every nail that was put in his side, God, and every nail that was placed in his feet, God, for it was intentional for us, God, that we might have the right to the tree of life. God, we bless you on this morning, God. You, God, are an amazing God. You are an amazing God, and we trust you on today. God, we trust you with our lives. We trust you, Lord God, with our children. God, we trust you with our marriages. God, we trust you, Lord God, with our jobs and on our jobs. God, we thank you, Lord God. We lean not to our own understanding, God, but in all thy ways we will acknowledge you, God, in everything that we say, God, in every place that we travel, Lord God, in everything that we touch. God, we will acknowledge you, God, before you said that you would direct our path, oh God. God, make our pathway straight. God, some of us, Lord God, are still between a pillar and a post, oh God. But God, confirm our paths on today, God. Move us out of that place of uncertainty, Lord God, that we would understand who we are, Lord God, and whose we are in totality, Lord God. God, leave nothing to the imagination for some of us on today, Lord God. Open doors, God, that no man can close, God, and shut doors, Lord God, that no man can open, Lord God. God, do a new thing in front of us, God, and shall we not know it? God, we thank you, Lord God, that we rose up this morning to give you our first fruits, Lord God, that we rose up, Father God, to give you an intentional praise on today, Lord God. God, to call you our intentional Father, Lord God, on today. God, we bless your name on today, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We glorify your name, God. We trust you. We adore you, Lord God. God, we thank you that you are the light unto our pathway, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the bridge over our troubled water, Lord God. God, we thank you that you are the restorer of the breach, oh God. God, for every place that is broken in our lives, oh God, you said that you would restore it, oh God. You said that you would renew it, oh God. God, you said that you would refresh it in the name of Jesus, oh God. For eyes have not seen it, ears have not heard, God, nor has it entered into the hearts of men, God, things that you have laid up in store for us, Lord God. God, thank you, Lord God, for the promises of you, God, are yes and amen, God. If we would walk according to your will and your purpose for our lives, God. So, God, this morning, Lord God, by the power that's been invested on the inside of me, God, God, I come up against the spirit of murmuring and complaining, oh God. God, I come up against the spirit of pharmakia, oh God. God, I come up against the spirit, oh God, of drugs and alcoholism, God. God, I come up against the spirit of pornography, Lord God, those sins, Lord God, that would keep us from your will and your purpose for our life, God. Cause a crushing to take place on the inside of us, Lord God. God, crush out everything that is not like you, Lord God. Reveal it, Lord God, that we can deal with it head on in the name of Jesus, God. God, and we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. So, God, as we take our phones off of mute, God, we want you to know just how much on today, God. We've come to give you an intentional praise, God. For out of our bellies, Lord God, flows rivers of living water on today, God. God, we will bless you, oh God. We will magnify you, oh God. We will exalt you, Lord Jesus. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, God. Your name shall remain the same, God. God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, Lord God. God, we are not moved by
by what we see. We are not moved by what we hear, God. We are only moved by the word of God, and the word of God calls us victorious. The word of God calls us the head and not the tail. The word of God calls us the first and not the last. God, we thank you for the word on today, Lord God. The word, oh God, that causes conviction, oh God. The word, oh God, that loves us, God. The word, oh God, that causes us to change our mindsets, oh God. God, the word of God that will draw us back in, oh God. God, we call him in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. Every person that is in our life, God, that is out of your will, God, our husbands, our children, God, our wives, oh God. God, we call them in now, Lord God. Use them for your purpose, your will, and your glory, oh God. God, call them to be workers in the kingdom, oh God. God, raise them up, oh God, to be preachers and teachers, God. Evangelists, oh God. Parking lot attendants, oh God. Sunday school teachers, oh God. God, use them for your glory, Lord, today, Lord God. God, let no flesh glory in your sight, oh God. God, we humble ourselves before you, Lord God, in the midst of who you are, Lord God. God, allow your spirit to permeate our hearts, oh God. God, allow your glory, Lord God, to fill the temple where we are in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, shall a revival break out in, and God, let it start on the inside of us, oh God. God, you said, it's my people who are called by my name, oh God. Humble themselves, oh God, and turn from their wicked ways, oh God, and pray and seek your face, God. Then would you hear from heaven and heal our land, oh God. God, our land needs a healing, oh God. God, our land needs a suddenly, oh God. God, our land, oh God, needs you, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, come, oh God. Come, Lord Jesus, come, oh God. God, we thank you for the blood, oh God. The blood, God, that reaches to every highest mountain, oh God. The blood, God, that flows to every low valley, Lord God. The blood, Lord God, that washes us, God. The blood, God, that cleanses us, God. We thank you on today for the precious blood, God. The blood that never loses its power, Lord God.
Yes, God.
God, we thank you for the blood, God.
For
it was the blood, oh God, that redeemed us, God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, on today. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you on today, God. We thank you, God. We glorify you. God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, God, for it is new every morning, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, we shout with a voice of triumph on today, God, that we are a victorious people, Lord God. That we win if we don't quit, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. God, I thank you for Tanya. I thank you for Dion. God, I thank you for every person, God, that has risen to the call on this particular call, God. God, I pray that you would redeem the time for them, Lord God. God, I pray that you would meet and exceed every need in their lives, oh God. Meet and exceed, oh God, every need in their lives, oh God. God, do something, Lord God, that would be mind-blowing for them, Lord Jesus. God, and as we prepare to leave this place, but never from your sight, God, as we prepare to move into love, life, and victory, God, give us traveling grace and mercy. Take us to and from our destination, oh God, allowing no hurt, harm, or danger to come nigh us, our dwelling places, or the vehicles that we drive in. God, I apply the blood of Jesus over these people's lives, God, the lives of their children, God, the lives of those that are connected to them, Lord God, that the death angel must pass by in the name of Jesus, God. God, I speak life into every death situation, oh God, that they shall live and not die, oh God. God, I cancel the assignment of the enemy now in the name of Jesus, God, because you've given me the power, Lord God, to to tread upon serpents, God. Be giving me the power, Lord God, to call those things that be not as though they were, God. Be giving me the power, Lord God, to pour out every vain imagination, God. So today, God, we breathe life into these young people, God. We speak life over them, Lord God. Remind them who they are in you, Lord God. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. And it is in Jesus' name we pray, thank God, and amen, as I pass the call.
Amen and amen. Well, family, as we prepare to go into the love, life, and victory portion of the call, are there any new callers that might have joined us that would like to say good morning? Are there any victors that joined the call that would like to say good morning?
Good morning, it's Brother Robert. Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, Brother Robert. Good morning, Pretty Patrice.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Julia.
Good morning, Sister Julia.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Cindy.
And who else was that?
Good morning, this is Diane.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Janet. And who else was that?
Tanya.
Good morning, Tanya.
Tanya.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Valuable Valisita.
Good morning, Valuable Valisita.
Pretty lady.
Good morning, family. It's Dondria.
Good morning, Dondria.
Good morning,
Dondria.
Good morning.
Anyone else?
This is E.K. Dawson. I never say good morning, but I'm saying good morning. And shout out to all these mothers that have kids that have challenges in the morning, getting showered and getting changed and all this. So good morning.
Good morning, E.K. Dawson.
Good morning, E.K.
I appreciate you.
We appreciate you, too. Thank
you. I have
had you
in 30 years, so this is a treat, a blessing.
Oh, well, thank you. You're an awesome
Sounds like
man
he was
God.
At my house this morning.
Anyone else?
Renee, good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good family. God bless you.
Good morning,
Who's that?
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Family.
I could barely hear you.
Morning, y'all.
Good morning, Dion.
Morning, you.
Morning, beautiful.
Good morning, Tink.
Morning, Tink.
Good. Good morning, Susie. This is Bubbly Ray Quick. I just found out today is one of our baby's birthdays. I posted it in the victory room. Today is Brigitte's 10th birthday. Happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brigitte.
Happy birthday, Brigitte.
Happy
birthday,
Brigitte. Anyone else?
Good morning, Miss Brigitte. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Brigitte.
Isn't it
time
now
for real?
Good morning, Josiah.
Good morning, Josiah.
Good morning, Miss
Good morning, Nasha.
Good morning.
Come on, Lavoie.
Who's that? Hey, Susie, isn't it Pamela's birthday as well?
Good morning, Pamela's Anthony.
Is it Jordan?
Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Anthony.
Morning, Anthony.
Did you say Pamela Jordan?
Is that her last name, Pamela, on the call?
Yeah. Oh, there's two Pamelas.
Okay. Well, one Pamela, one of our sisters, it's her birthday today.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, Pamela. There we go.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Pamela.
Happy birthday, Sister Pamela.
Anyone else?
Morning.
Kwame.
Good morning,
Kwame.
Good morning, Kwame.
Hey, Susie, this is Michelle. I just wanted to tell everyone, thank you so much for praying for Madison. I really appreciate it. And you guys, it's just awesome. Everything, all the prayers have come true for Maddie. So it's
hallelujah.
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 Yes, we're so glad that she's doing better.
Oh, way better. It's a huge difference. She's back to my Maddie, the way that she was before. So thank you so much,
praise
everyone.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We pray for continued growth in Madison and that she would stay the course and that God would keep her, her mind focused.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much.
Well, we're just so happy to hear that. We so are, Michelle. God is good. God is good.
Absolutely.
Well, at this time, then, I'd like to say everyone have a great day. God bless you. I don't know where I'd be if it wasn't for all of you beautiful and God-filling people. I love you all as I pass the call to Tanya.
Love you back, Susie Q.
Love you, Susie.
Love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, she's intentional, never failing,
all things are working for my good,
cause she's intentional, hey, and it's never failing, all things are working for my good.
Intentional.
Never failing. All things are working.
Hey,
I said that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, all things are working for my good.
All things are working for my good. Oh, my God.
I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
working for me. Yeah, working for me.
It's working for me.
I can hold my head up.
It's working for me.
Get your confidence back. Think I don't have to worry.
It's working for me.
Well, I believe that God wants us to know that He is intentional about us not just surviving, but thriving, living the life that He's called us to live. If He wasn't, I don't believe we would have a declare victory. And out of all the millions of people on the face of the earth, He made a choice of this group of people, whether you're the first, this is your first time that you ever called, or whether you've been calling for, I've forgotten how many years we've been on a call. Some people say three, some, I don't even know. It doesn't even matter at this point. But God is intentional. He will put things in our path that will help us if we will just have our eyes open and our ears open and our minds and our hearts open. Does anybody have a, before I get started, and I don't have a whole lot of questions today. I just know that this word has been, that word intentional has been ringing loudly in my spirit for the last 2 days or so. And didn't know where the declaration was going to come from or what it was going to be. I just knew it was centered around the word intentional. Anybody have a comment or a question or a thought as it relates to what was shared this morning?
Hey, Tan, it's Nisi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love you. I just, I ministered in song at a women's conference August of last year. And in the midst of the worship, God said to me that if we as women at the women's conference would give Him an intentional praise, let me back up. What He exactly said was that the lives of our children depended upon us giving Him an intentional praise. And just as soon as I said it, it resonated with me. Because we praise God out of feeling and out of what we're in the midst of. But God says, if you give me an intentional praise, the fact that you did that for me, the lives of your children are dependent upon it. So I just want you to know that that is a confirming word for me, that the word intentional was intentionally said by God.
Wow.
So I thank you for your obedience.
Amen. When we do it, it's amazing how God will connect us and confirm things for us. Anybody else?
Tammy, good morning. This is Ruth.
When you mentioned
this morning, nothing was separated from God. I just laughed. I was like, oh my gosh. And me and Tanya always, you know, we always are on the same accord when some of the times you do the declarations. And I'm so grateful for that. Because I was just reading just into John 14, verse 23, where it says, Jesus replied, all those who love me will do what I say. my Father will love them, and we will come to them and live with them. And I was like, it is. And I was reading, nothing was separated from God. And then when you said it, I was like, huh? Did we have this conversation? But I'm so grateful for the declaration. And, I'm just grateful today. I feel stronger today. I feel better today through all the things that I've been through. And I know that my praise is intentional. It has to be. I have no choice. I owe God praise. I am humbled, and I would not take nothing for granted. I'm overjoyed. I'm healthy. And I'm saying all this because I just went to the doctor this week, and they ran some tests, and the doctor, they was just blowing up my phone, and the lady said, well, you know, the results came back, and it's abnormal. I'm like, huh? I said, what is it? And she said, I can't tell you. The doctor has to tell you. And I was like, oh, my God. So Kyle looked, he said, what's going on? He had to stop eating. I said, no. And I asked, I said, ma'am, is it serious? She said, no, it's not serious. And so the doctor, but they were calling me as if it was, you know, something really wrong. And so the doctor finally called me. And I finally answered the phone, and he said, well, you know, the tests are a little abnormal. He said, but nothing serious. And he was just telling me what I need to do. But I'm so grateful for that report. A lot of us, you know, because we feel healthy, we don't seem that, you know, don't feel like nothing could ever go wrong, but it can. Like, I mean, really, that could have been a different kind of call, so I'm grateful. And then let me mention really quick about my supervisor, you know, willing to help me with the business. And this makes me want to just run around the block right now, Tanya. He offered yesterday, because I said, well, you remember you said you want to invest in my business? And he said, yeah. I said, well, I want to start small right now. And he said, I'm trying to do some pop-ups. He said, well, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to give you my credit card.
Wow.
Who does that? He said, my credit card, my credit cards are, the lowest ones are $10,000. He said, I got some for $50,000. So let's do this. Let's charge this amount right here. And then when you pay this back, and he said, you know what, pay it back as you can. If you can't, let me know. I'll pay it. You can go online or whatever. If you need me, let me know. He said, but once you pay this back, then I'll give you a higher amount. So whatever we need to do, Ruth, I'm like, I'm serious. I wanted to scream. And he said, but this does not get on the floor. I said, sir, I would never share this with nobody. But, you know, who are we? He said this, and I'm leaving. He said, I would not. He said, some of these people I know don't like me. I would not. This is his words, not mine. He said, I would not pour water on them if they were burning. I said, wow. He said, I know they don't like me. I know they don't want me here. I've not done nothing to nobody. And I've never talked to him like that.
Wow.
Wow. I know they try to get me out of here. But anyway, I just want to say I thank God
thank
for
you,
his
Ruth.
Many blessings. Yes.
You know, it's amazing how that you said there's a connection. When you, you know, your testimonies encourage me. Just experience something. I haven't shared with anybody, not even Dion. I just, for what? I don't even have the energy to do it. I just don't. God is in your hands. I just trust you. I just trust you. And I'm reminded of Hezekiah. Well, before I get to that, wait, I don't want to do that. I thought I heard somebody else trying to say something. Anybody else have a comment?
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead, Brother Jeff.
Good morning. My goodness. Your storytelling, the beginning, when she walked out on that, I guess it was a balcony, and her husband joined her out there, and the tears dropping off of her cheek. Your storytelling is something else. But I want to say that since I've been connecting with this prayer line, I want to say thank you for speaking words into my spirit. You know, since I've been on this call, there are certain words that have been spoken into my spirit, and I've been able to actually apply those words in my life. My awareness has been enhanced because of the words that you guys speak into my spirit. So I just want to say thank you, Tanya, and to all of those that have spoken those powerful words that enhance my awareness and that aids me in my walk today. So thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Jeff. I'm sure there are probably, was somebody else trying to get my attention?
It was Cindy, but if you're moving on, that's
okay.
Oh, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Okay. Just real quick, thank you so much, Tanya, for such a beautiful declaration, as usual. So when you were talking, it just made me really think how intentional my praise is now and how intentional my walk is now. So just thank you for that, and thank you just for how you pour into us. And I pray that God pours back into you. And that word, it's a catchy word, actually, and it really causes you to think about what you're doing and why you're doing it, and our praise and our service to God, how it should be and it needs to be and it must be intentional with purpose. You know, we get up, Lord, I praise you, Lord, I thank you. All that's intentional. All that staying in your word and fasting and praying and seeking God, it must be intentional. So that's what's been in my spirit lately. And so for you to just put that word on top of it, just thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow. This God never ceases to amaze me. God is absolutely, but he's intentionally amazing. I believe. I was thinking of, as Brother Jeff was speaking, and this was the question that I was going to ask before I raised it. Is there anybody on the line that likes to put puzzles together? I don't know what the term is, but you're an avid puzzler, not crossword puzzles, but the puzzle pieces. You know, you buy pieces, 1,000 pieces, 2,000 pieces, or whatever, and you just really get an enthusiasm behind putting them together. Or anybody have children that does that? Anybody? Okay, you don't have to be. Or maybe you're on mute and you can't say anything. But the way that sometimes I never would have described myself as a creative person. Never would have described myself as one. And it wasn't until like about 4 or 5 years ago that I really discovered how to live life intentionally. I mean, so I've lived a saved life for the majority of my life. That's not what I meant. I did it because I felt the call of God on my life. I feel at peace with him. There's nothing really that the secular world draws from, you know, that I'm really drawn to. And so I know that, you know, God has called me to live a holy and a sanctified life. That's not what I mean. That's different from living intentionally. Like there's true purpose behind what I do and why I do it, and I'm conscious of it. That's what I mean. Not living in a fog, not just going through motions, not just allowing life to happen. But making some decisions and following through on those decisions is how I see living life intentionally. So going back to the puzzle, I talked about the fact a little bit earlier as I started the call that God wants, he is intentional about us living a victorious life to the degree, and somebody needs to mute whatever you're doing in the background to hear, to the degree that he would assemble this group. Nothing spooky about it. It was intentional. Other people have been invited to be a part of this group. Some people have come. Some people have gone for whatever reasons. It doesn't matter that they're not here anymore. But there is this core. There is this group of you who continue to call and show up, whether you say anything or not. And to use people, LaTanya, Dee Dee, and I'm going to get in trouble for not, to Susie, JC, Erica, the people who help to put things together behind the scenes, and those people that are on the front lines sharing, giving declarations and praying, so on and so forth. If I didn't call your name, please don't get offended. All of you are valued and are a part of the great big spiritual puzzle that that God has laid out on his heavenly table. This is me in my spiritual imagination, with the pieces of the world. It's a puzzle of the world. And as each of us make a decision to live our lives intentionally, God is able to pick from the stack and put us, move us into place. Because we get it. We are now going to live intentionally. So you're a part of the puzzle, but you really are maybe, in my imagination, can't be put together fully. He can't draw you from the pile because you don't fit yet because of the intention. So this is not to beat you up. This is to say that God puts things in our path all the time. Sometimes we're just not aware of them. Until one day it clicks. Oh, that's what they mean about living intentionally. Has anybody recently, let's just say over the last 12 months, had a God moment where you got it and it's like, oh, my God, I'm supposed to do this? Anybody? Or that was supposed to happen. Anybody want to share?
Tanya.
Yes.
It's Dee Dee. I really was, in my mind, intentionally going to be quiet today because I'm trying to prepare myself mentally to get on this here road. I'm going to Southern California, excited about meeting the latest member of our family, little Trey Davis. I'm excited. But, wow, I know it's intentional that I'm on Declare Victory, and I know that with everything that has happened since I became a victor, it was intentional for God to strengthen me because, honestly, I don't think, and I love my church, I love my pastor, I love the teaching and all of that, but it was that extra little strategic planning of God that has equipped me. I know that I'm still standing today with everything that has happened. I was just telling my niece Simone yesterday that it seems like, and anybody can agree or not, but it just seems like, especially for us that are on the front line, praying, declaring victory, the enemy got extra pissed off. And so think about it. So many of us have been attacked so much. And I feel like for me, since Declare Victory, it has gotten turned up a little more. But God is amazing. And he strengthened me, and it was intentional. Things that have happened, it was on purpose so that I would know how to stand, if that makes any sense. So I thank God for his intentional steps in my life, for everything that I have gone through up until this, from all the grief, because I feel like I've lost somebody every week, but losing that job that was my resource and not my source, I'm still here. I haven't lost my step. But what I like about it is that, like you said, he strategically put us together as a puzzle. So all of our pieces are perfect, and we fit together. And I'm grateful for my Declare Victory family because of you all, your prayers, your authentic, messages and shares and love and how we've become family outside of the call. That's intentional. So I'm just grateful. That's all.
Thank you, Dee Dee. That was well said. Anybody else? In the last 12 months,
good morning, Tanya.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, pretty.
Thank you for your hard share this morning. And I just got a revelation this week that I've been reading Genesis over and over because I'm in training. And I got an aha moment with why did the devil appear in the garden to Eve as a serpent? Out of all the animals, why did he appear as a serpent? And the devil has been around since the beginning. Why is that so significant? And it's because he's a spirit. And I have to be careful that when that spirit is present and comes, that I can see it and know it for what it is. And it just opened my imagination and my awakening even more. And I just know that it is intentional that I continue on this path. And if it had not been for Declare Victory, I would be just going along, just going to church, praising God, but not knowing my purpose, afraid. I would be doing it afraid. And today, I'm no longer afraid. I'm bold, and I'm doing it intentionally. So thank you, Tanya, for my name. You know, I know a lot of people wonder why I get on the call calling myself Pretty Patrice. But there's a reason for that. And I thank you. I thank you for all of it. Thank you guys so much. You just have no idea the impact you've had on this family. That's all.
Wow, that's amazing. For those of you that can't get with me on the puzzle part, how about the body, the one body part? My nose cannot get up and go to the store when I need some food. My hand cannot just make a decision. I'm mad at you, so I'm leaving. Can't do it. I need my stuff. I need all of it. I need all of my limbs and my organs and my veins, all of one body. But my left hand, check this out, listen to me. Stop posting real quick. Put it down. My left hand has never been mad at my right hand and tried to fight it, ever. My left hand has never, ever, ever, do you hear me, been jealous of my left foot. They just work together. They have for the last 56 years. They work together in unity. Every now and then I might trip, but it's not because they're not working together. It might have been that my eyes were distracted. They should have been doing their job, and I might trip. But that don't happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So as a body of believers, we can use our own bodies and look at the unity that our own bodies have. Let's go back to Pretty. I love saying her name. Every time we say her name, we infuse her with something that you have no idea. There are several people, Bubbly, Valuable Valisita, Pretty Patrice. We have some more on there. The Bully, you know, we got some. They have these nicknames for a reason. Sarge, they have these nicknames for a reason. And I don't have time to talk about it and go into great detail, but Pretty Patrice is not conceited at all. Like, I know some people, that probably wore them out. Like, why in the world are they, like, how could she say that? I imagine it probably wore some people out. But there's a story behind it. We don't have time to go up. But what I wanted to focus in on is that do you realize, Pretty, that you're so valuable to God, that he allows you to be connected. If you all could see this, she suffered from low self-esteem. And the Lord spoke to me and told me that she is no longer allowed to say negative things about herself. And we all started to tell her how beautiful she was. And the Lord gave me the name Pretty Patrice for her. And that is what we have called her every single time she's called in since then. At least she says it or we say it. But my point is that it was very necessary for her to be in an environment, not that her church couldn't do it, it's just that we were able to do it differently. That's all. We were able to allow her to give to express her sound and to share her story. And that's what this call has done for many people, but I'm going back to the body or the puzzle. That's how intentional God is about her being delivered, about her being set free and walking in her ministry now and doing it without fear. Anybody else have an intentional share?
Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Not Tanya. It's Yolanda.
Hey,
good morning,
Yolanda.
Everybody. Hey, I love you, Patrice. So I just want to say thank you.
Hey, Songbird.
I just want to say thank you for declaration this morning. You really tickled me with a couple of your descriptions. That's about Esther when she said she went to the king and laid it on real thick. I had to laugh.
Baby, listen here. That's a whole other declaration.
Yes, sir. But I just want to say, you know, just looking back over the path of my life, you know, I think about, like, the more I read and the more I give myself to the Lord, you know, how special I feel. And not that I feel more special or different than any other person, but just the fact that, you know, God says my people, you know, and that he's given me a choice to be his, and I choose to take advantage of that, you know. And I know that for myself, since I've been at PSBC, how my prayer life and my spiritual life and my walk has, I've said it before, I've just matured, grown exponentially, you know. And I'm just really grateful for that. And I look back and I see how I came to PSBC, the people that God put in my life. And I'm also grateful that when he tugs on my heart or says me to do something, you know, I don't do it all, I don't do it immediately, but I heed. You know, it's like when Dion put it out there about the Declare Victories on Facebook, and I think she mentioned it to me once, and, you know, I said to myself, what is that? You know, but then when I listened to the call, I was like, wow, this is kind of cool, you know? And so as far as me living my life intentionally, I've kind of made some personal, not, well, I'm going to say promises to God because I'm human, but he knows my heart, and I'm really intentionally trying to walk upright and live the way he would have me to live. And because at the end of the day, you know, I just want to be obedient. I was telling a person last night how I was attending, used to attend this Bible study, this other woman, and she gave me an analogy about how when we do things against God or when we sin, you know, how it hurts him, you know, when we're disobedient, how it hurts him. And I just pictured Jesus weeping, you know. And so I don't want to do that, you know. I don't want to intentionally hurt God when he's so gracious and so merciful and so abundant, you know. And I look back on the things I've done and how he set things up, and I can look back and think, wow, God, that was you. Oh, my God. You know, and I know that when I have power in my life, when things are going smoothly or I've been praying for a certain thing and all of a sudden I get this power, if you will, to do a certain thing, I know for myself it's not me. That's God's power working within me, enabling me to do this thing. You know, so my prayer is that, you know, because that scripture says all things work together. Sometimes those things that work together, I'd be like, oh, come on, Lord, for real? Like this too? You know, I'm like, you know, and it's painful. Sometimes the lessons I have to learn are painful, especially when I think I'm doing his will, and he's like, no, that wasn't it, sister girl. You need to, you know. So I've been just more intentional in my prayer life, trying to walk upright, trying to, you know, read more and learn how to, you know, meditate more and, you know, just stay. I just pray that he's ever conscious on a daily basis. I just want him to go before me, you know, and that's my prayer. Daily, you know, I just want to grow in grace, and I just want to love him. Oh, my God. So thank you, Tanya, for that share, because he is focused, and he is intentional, and he does have, and he knows what our destiny is, you know, and I just want to figure out what that is. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Yolanda. Thank you. Anyone else?
Hey, Tanya, it's Nisi again. Going back to your puzzle analogy, I can see the puzzle because you can't put down pieces to a puzzle out of order they can only be connected at a certain point based on how they're shaped, and they can only be connected when you get to that piece of the puzzle. Oftentimes, we'll try to put together a puzzle, and we'll come across a piece that we can't quite fit in there yet, so we have to lay it to the side. And that's how God is with us. There are gifts and talents that he's given us. And he'll say to us, you can't use that right now because the other piece that you need has not been pulled out the box, has not been laid out, has not been developed. So I'm going to put that to the side until you get to that place where that can now connect them. And then he intentionally pulls them together so that we can do purpose and be purpose.
Beautiful analogy.
I see it just as clear as day, because it wasn't until I got on the Declare Victory call that I understood that the other gifts that God had given to me were not dormant, but they were waiting for the other puzzle pieces to be pulled out of the box so that God could then slide them together and connect it all together for me. So I thank you. I thank you for the intentional declaration on today, because we serve an intentional God that does things intentionally for our good, even when we don't understand it.
That's good stuff, Nisi. That is good stuff. So I think I'm ready to segue into our intentional lives. So we talk a lot about living on purpose, but I wanna challenge us to live our lives intentionally. I may have asked this question, or it may sound similar to a question I've already asked, but someone might be asking, well, what does that mean? What does that look like? Can someone share what living an intentional life for Christ, can someone share what that looks like for you, or what that is like for you, or what that means to you, because you're actually doing it? Did I lose y'all?
Tanya, for me, this is Ruth.
Oh, okay.
Is dying to my old self and just living a life that's pleasing to the Lord. I want my life to be well rounded, like in every area. I mean, and that from prayer life to just being obedient to, you know, not rushing to do things like I used to, not allowing things, the love of money to take over. And it's funny, I mentioned that to my supervisor yesterday. I said, the money will come, but this is bigger than that. And I'm not even telling him what my plan is. And I mentioned it before. My plan is to, I want to have a food truck so I can go into the communities, and I want my business to be ran by the kids. I want to hire young folk, and I want them to, you know, we need that back. And so just to live a well-rounded life, you know, not worrying all the time, not, you know, just living a life, not trusting God for things, because we're praying, but we're not trusting. I want to be able to trust him for absolutely everything, even when it don't look right. So living a balanced life, because everything I worried about before has come to pass, everything. And when we just wait and we trust in him, because I am a witness from every area of my life, from the legal part to the housing part to the kids to my husband, everything has come to pass, and today is a better day. But I won't stop praising. I won't stop worshiping. I'm not going to take this time for granted right now. Because there can be good times and bad times all at the same time. But the most, what I'm trying to say is I just want to live a balanced life and be pleasing to Him.
Amen. Thank you, Ruth. Anybody else? What is your definition of living an intentional life?
Or so how I was do you trying do that? To be quiet and let somebody else talk, but because I believe that somebody on the phone doesn't understand what intentional is, intentional is an adjective, and it says done in a way that is planned or intended. It's deliberate. And as Ruth began to talk, what God said to me is even we as wives have to intentionally love our husbands. We have to deliberately love them, even when we don't want to. We have to plan to love them through every up, through every down, through every mistake, through every trial, through every tribulation. It is something that we must plan. We got to plan to not fail in marriage.
Yep, that's it. Not only do you got to love them, you got to like them.
That's it.
Yeah, you got to like them when they are just getting, you know, like things, you know, because when you get married, there are different stages of marriage, you know. There are growth spurts, there are growth stages, there are seasons of growth, however you want to put it. And there may be some times, you know, after you've been together for a while that you just get tired just because, you know. You got to be intentional about changing your mind, because if you stay on that track of, and I hope I'm helping somebody, if you stay on that path of, oh, my God, he get on my nerves, and then all of a sudden every single thing that he does, he gets on your nerves. What changed? He's been doing the same thing that he was doing before y'all got together and when y'all first got together. It's just that you the way you see him or her, the way you view them has changed, and now you're not as tolerant as you was. They always been leaving the toilet seat up. Or they always put their dirty dishes in the sink. That ain't nothing new, but now it's magnified because they are getting on your nerves. If you continue to focus on that, you're going to end up divorced.
So the intentional, though, is right, yes. Pam, yes, go.
So you make a conscious, remember I said a synonym of intentional was conscious, make a conscious decision. You know what, this is my husband or this is my wife. I said I do. I made a commitment before God. There will be no divorce. I'm going to change my way of thinking. And do you know what happens? I'm telling you from experience. Do you know what happens? God will bless you for making a decision, making a conscious decision to live intentionally, whether it's your marriage, whether it is your walk, your walk in Christ, whether it is the service that you give, I forget the scripture, but it talks about giving, that we should not give grudgingly. You know, they quote it a lot. If you go to a traditional church, a traditional collegiate church, they quote this scripture a lot. For some reason, I can't remember, but it talks about giving, and we shouldn't give grudgingly, or we shouldn't give sparingly.
Necessity.
That doesn't just mean your money. That means your service. So if you are serving in a capacity and you're complaining all the time, you find fault in everything that everybody does, you are serving grudgingly. You're not giving your full service. Because the service is not about the pastor. It shouldn't be. The service should not be about the pastor. The service should not be about your church. It's your reasonable service. Your reasonable service. And we can't look to get paid for every single thing that we do. If we get paid for every single thing that we do here on earth as it relates to the body of Christ, what reward will you look forward to when you get to heaven? You got all your reward down here. If we change our way of thinking, I don't want them using me. I don't want them taking advantage of me. Girl, bye. Have a seat. When we think about what Christ did for us on the cross, he gave everything and some. And did it gladly, willingly. At first he didn't really want to, though. Like when it came down to it, God, is there another way? Let this cup pass for me. But he got himself together and he made a conscious decision. I'm going through with this. This is why I'm here. This is what I came to Earth for. It would have been a travesty had he not. Can we skip over real quick to brother Hezekiah? He lived his life. He lived once he discovered the errors of the. This is a king. This is like the president of a country. Making a choice, making a decision about his health and wanting to live. Is there anybody on the call that has ever been in a position where they said, I want to live no matter what? I want to live. I don't want to die. You were at a point where you may have been faced with death, maybe because of an illness or maybe because of a situation. And you made a conscious decision. I want to live. Anybody, anybody, anybody.
Hey, Tan, this is Bubbly. Hey. For everyone who doesn't know my story, I wanted to end my life. I made several attempts to do so, but God said not so. So that last time when I tried to do that, that was my testimony. That was my statement to God. God, I want to live. And ever since then, I've been living. I've been living, not just existing, because that's what I was doing before. But living and living it out loud and living it for Jesus and because of him, I'm still here. Every day I wake up and my eyes open up, I am rejoicing because I am so glad to be here.
Wow, Bubbly. Thank you. I believe that you just helped somebody. I do. You know, people walk among us with all kinds of things going on. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Tanya.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you.
Who is it?
Thank you, Niecy. Believe it or not, it's Barbara. I've been quiet. I've been quiet for a while, but I've been quiet for a reason. I'm not on the call as much as I used to be, and part of that is because I decided I want to live. And in the morning at 6:30, I'm at the pool because I'm tired of being fat and unhealthy. Thank you, Dion, for this call. This call has been a lifesaver. I had to learn how to think differently of my husband. That's why I say thank you, Niecy. I'm not always on the call, but I do listen. And I just want to say thank you.
God bless your heart.
It's intentional.
Yes, ma'am. God bless your heart for that. Wow. Thank you.
Love you, Barbara. Love you.
We love you. Yes, ma'am. You are so
Hallelujah.
Important to the kingdom. You are so important to God.
Yes.
God,
you know, because of this call, Tanya, because of this call, Tanya, I'm doing what I know I should do. We have a church member that's not doing that well. I went to see her last Thursday at her home, and I decided, I made a conscious choice, intentional, that every week I'm going to go by and visit with her.
Wow.
That's what I'm supposed to be doing. Thank you.
Wow. You were absolutely created for that. Your thoughtfulness, your soothing voice, Miss Barbara. And I'm not just saying it like it's like not like a waterfall, but like a soft walk. It's so soothing. And God designed your voice just for that, so that as you go in to minister with people, it's not the raw, you know, where you skip. But just so ever so softly and so sweet. And so praise God for you making the conscious decision to take control of your health and the conscious decision to love your husband. I believe that God is going to reward you for that, for making that conscious decision, because we need you in the kingdom to be able to do the things that you're going to do. So it's not really so much about us. It's even about the assignments that we have and the people that we can impact. I think Brother Jeff was trying to make a comment.
No, actually, I was just thinking how that was a praise break, that testimony.
Oh, okay.
I was just praising God. And
okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Praise the Lord. I got like 3 minutes left. I can't leave this call with talking about my brother Paul, who said, if we make up our minds, you guys, we have to. This is the only part, really, that we play. Two parts: is making a decision, and then being obedient. Nothing. Listen to me. Anything that you face, financially, physically, emotionally, nothing that you face can separate you from the love of God. No tricks, no plans of the enemy, the things that he tries to throw at you. Yes, he is a spirit too. The distractions. He ain't walking around with a red suit on, pointy ears, a tail, and a red pitchfork. That ain't what he looked like your neighbor. he looked like a kid sometimes. He looks like your supervisor at work sometimes. Because he can work through people. So never get it in your mind that this is what he looks like. Because you'll get duped and punked and all the time because you won't see him coming. Right. He shows up as a tall, dark, handsome man or a shapely woman, 36, 24, 36, however you like him. That's how he'll show up. Sometimes he'll show up in the form of something that looks like a really good business deal that's designed to dupe you and to steal all your time. Sometimes he'll show up in the form of busy work, you know. My point is that nothing can separate us from the love of God, not the enemy, not other people, nothing. That's a promise. The only way it will is that we separate ourselves. God's not going anywhere. This is a promise. Romans 8, the 8th chapter is a great chapter, but starting at the 36th verse, when you feel like sometimes, so what am I, why am I using that? This is a way that you can live intentionally, knowing this promise of God, that none of these things, death, cancer, none of these things can separate us from God. Knowing that promise, you don't have to be in fear that you don't have what it takes to live for God. That completely voids that thought. I hope you are encouraged today. We are right at 8 o'clock. I know many of you have things to do. I've got some stuff that I got to do. I want to encourage you to live intentionally. Live intentionally, you guys. Make conscious decisions about the things that you're going to do and own up to them. With that said, I love you with the love of the Lord. Have a great day. Be the Jesus that somebody needs to see today intentionally. Smile. Buy somebody a cup of coffee. I know we usually say that for Make It Happen Monday, but do something intentional today with your life. I love y'all. See you or hear you guys tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Tanya, so much. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Be blessed, and I am
blessed day.
Peace and love.